How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Please Leave My Car, the Essay Challenge. I'm back. I ticked a bucket list item. I went shark diving. It was crazy, brilliant, absolutely mind-boggling. But here's the notable fact. I felt safer with the sharks than I did reading this week's news. I mean, really, guys. Only took a few days off, and now the DA runs our country? How did that happen? The EFF gave it to Zilla. Read it again, or let me say it again, if I must. The EFF gave it to Zilla. It's the truth. The EFF gave the major metros to the DA by voting for them in the mayoral race. This is not a test. This is the essay challenge. I didn't have any idea what was going on as the drama unfolded before me like a metaverse roller coaster. I turned to the EFF presser. Julius will drop files was my first thought, and I was not disappointed. When asked how he intends to handle the new coalition between the DA and the EFF, he fired back with this, what coalition? He made it very clear that there was no coalition and that the EFF can never work with the likes of Zilla. He then went on to explain that the EFF scuppered the ANC by voting for the DA. He said that the DA said it wanted to rule South Africa, so he allowed them the opportunity. Imagine Helen's face. He went on to say that the truth was that the DA wanted to lose and that the EFF insisted that they win. He said they would do anything, the EFF that is, to unseat the ANC. And with that, both the ANC and Herman were asked to please leave my car. You have to admire the genius of Malema. His party had a stagnant turnout in the elections, and yet here he is deciding who rules and who doesn't without any votes. The essay challenge. A viral video of a man in a V-Class Merc took Twitter by storm. He had some pretty ladies in the car in the back, and one of them allegedly asked for money or there would be repercussions. He was enraged, and with that, he climbed into the back of his car and said to the woman, please leave my car. I've removed the expletives for your sensitive ears, but you probably know exactly which expletive and where to place it. Please leave my car, V-Class Challenge. This is a perfect analogy for South Africa's local government elections. Let's back up a bit. Chaos erupted at most major metros while the voting commenced. Unruly ANC, maybe even RET supporters, disrupted the election process by storming the venues and chucking tables and chairs into the air. There were rumors abound of parties buying seats. Mashaba was pedaled to the metal to make mayor. The ANC were arrogant and didn't even try to salvage the handbrake turn on electioneering. In fact, where was Ramaphosa anyway? Oh, he was in Kenya, leaving our soil to the EFF to manage. The next thing, the flag was down and the dirty race commenced. It was over before you knew it, and much to Steenhuisen's surprise, they are now DA mayors in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Ekurhuleni. That's the financial hub of South Africa, firmly seated under the Democratic Alliance. Next, we saw Herman and the ANC team unceremoniously to ask to please leave the car. One person that is still in the back seat, though, is Mr. Fix for Kile Mbalula. If you ask him today, he would say that none of this counts because half the voter roll didn't turn up. He'll also tell you that the ANC needed those votes, and hence we can't say the ANC lost. Okay, you two, please leave my car. You didn't fix anything, razzmatazz. The only time the ANC retained a place in the race was in Etiqueni. Apparently, Ubaba and Ace were negotiating hard for Durbs and incredibly ousted the IFP by getting a party called ABC to hand over its votes to the Zoomers. Side note, ABC? Really, you're not even trying. You might as well have just called it NUCO. You're not wanted in this car anyway, ABC. You're simply an RET spin-off. And as if to prove my point, the new deputy mayor in Durban, in Etiqueni, is a Zuma financier. There won't be a car when they're finished. When Ramaphosa returned from his swanky visit to Kenya, he had to appear in Pali for the Q&A. Apart from being as dull as elevator music, he also told the world that we are focusing on electric cars and that Eskom was beginning to focus on renewable energy. Last week, DeRuyter told us this Eskom car was defunct and we needed a new one. Mr. President, I don't think you needed to take him literally, sir. He was making an analogy. You don't really think we can cope with electric cars in an electricity-less country, do you? This man, though, he went from superhero to zero in less than 2 years. Do you think he will even serve his term? Or are we heading for a Mabuza then Duduzane succession plan? Please, please, please leave my car, even if it's an electric one. Talking about petrol and renewables, what are Shell doing on our wild coast? They are blasting it every 10 minutes with such intensity that the shockwaves are likely to make a massive impact on our marine life. We have one of the most magnificent and wild coastlines in the world filled with marine life that is priceless. South Africans took to Facebook in a desperate attempt to stop the hurtling vehicle called Shell, but to no end, they started to blast yesterday. This despite 250,000 South Africans signing a formal petition. These things don't count. I don't even know why we bother. There were various suggestions in viral posts where we were told don't buy Shell, slow down the Shell service lines, all to no avail. They're doing it anyway. They have permission from Antashe, see, dating back to 2013. Please leave, not even my car, just leave. To hell with Shell. If you read my weekly report, you'll know I'm a sucker for a court case or an inquiry, but I didn't expect there to be an SA Human Rights Commission inquiry into the insurrection. Some things to note. We no longer refer to it as an insurrection. We call it July riots. That was the first insult. Next was who was on the stand at the inquiry. Was it the Zumas, as any South African would expect? We all know who was behind this insurgency. No, not even close. Apart from a fiery exchange between Mapisa and Gakula and the prosecutors, there was nothing to see here. There was no Zuma family called to the stand, just a bunch of people that had been targeted during the looting by other citizens who took to defend our streets. I did learn something, though, that the level of administration to save our country via the army is so intense that we might as well do it ourselves. They'll only be ready when we're done for, my friends. There's that and the fact that they admit on record that they had no early warning that the country was about to witness an attempted coup d'etat. They didn't even see it on Twitter like we did. No intelligence to see here. Please leave my car. This week saw the tired 16 days of activism campaign kick off. Why do we confine this femicide activism to 16 days? And does anyone even care about the lip service from our government? Let me give you some hard facts. There are an average of 115 rapes per day, and over 40% of those are children. Over 600 9-year-olds were raped in the past year. What was Ramaphosa's response? Men should take a pledge not to rape. How disgusting is that? Please, and I cannot stress this enough, leave my car. Pajani, you'll remember him. He headed up Anglo and also ran the Save SA movement during Zuma's fall. I liked him. Well, it turns out I'm in isolation. Rumors are rife about sexual misconduct, and he was fired very quickly from APSA. Turns out I was the fool here, and he had to leave the car. His desperation shows he is taking the big bank to court, and he's also fighting SARB on the way. I'm going to say the car left, Sipo. You're walking now. The new COVID-19 variant is now sporting a number, not a name, as it rolled into town. Watch the space. B1.1 what is apparently highly transmissible and the vaccines are less effective. I suppose we should prepare ourselves for the fourth wave. It is Christmas time after all. I'm sure the booze companies are having sleepless nights and I'm sure the tourism industry is keeping vigil. The truth of the matter is that the lockdown status depends on our behavior. So if you're in the car, please behave. In other news, Batabile Dlamini is in court for perjury, the garden route is flooded, and Unati had to leave the car. Oh, Miss Universe, shall I go there? This is what I think happened. I bet the organizers sat around a table and said, how do we keep a beauty pageant relevant in 2021? The answer? Make the venue Israel-Palestine. Beauty queens made more press by not attending the event than by winning it. Two words, car and leave. Today is Black Friday. As specials hit your timeline and your bank account, please buy responsibly. That's not the same as Dudizane's loot responsibly, see? It means buy online, don't buy stuff you can't afford to pay cash for, and keep the car in the garage. Internationally, it was Thanksgiving, and finally, Britney is free. I intend to dive away my back-to-work blues. Just have to watch out for those seismic shocks from hell. I'm Tonya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.